Coming up next on The Voice of Alabama Politics, more red tape, also a bill to cut taxes on overtime, and the legislature wants to ban drag shows.
Cheers, your health. Well.
Ooh. Drag racing? All this and much, much more coming up next on The V. Welcome to The Voice of Alabama Politics, where we tackle the tough issues so you have the hard facts. I'm your host, Bill Britt, and as always, I'm joined by Susan Britt, research guru extraordinaire, and Josh Moon, columnist and investigative reporter at APR. Welcome.
Hi, guys.
Hey, y'all.
Josh, even the guy that sponsored these bills admitted that he was sneaky.
Slippery.
So what it is, it was supposed to be an innocuous bill that gave the legislature permission to build a new state house. And he came up and said, oh, this is a very simple bill. It's just to clean things up. Very simple.
Caution when they say simple. Always. Yeah.
But Josh, as you pointed out, there are five major components in this bill beyond approving the state house.
It has nothing to do with the state house.
This is some slippery stuff right here.
Yeah, as, right, Representative John Rogers said, this is a pretty greased up pig they're trying to sneak through. It's been a while since I've seen one this kind of sneaky. And obvious, you know, it's really not very smartly done either. It's billed as, hey, here's some things that we need to do to build the state house, like giving them ownership of the parking lot directly behind the current state house where they want to do this and allowing to enter the contract with RSA to do it. In addition to that, there is overturning the election challenge law. Basically, which it would require you to file any election challenge prior to certification, which comes pretty quick after an election.
Yes, it does.
And, you know, no matter what information you might find, like, say, for example, a guy falsified his address. And then it reworks the legislative council. It removes the lieutenant governor from the legislative council. It allows the AG's office, probably the second most egregious thing about it is it allows the AG's office to now hide professional services contracts, for expert witnesses, because apparently in some other world that we don't know anything about, they're being harassed by people, and which is not happening. What is happening is that we're finding out that they're paying $75,000 for some quack to come over from Australia to tell everybody that transgender kids shouldn't exist and to defend this thing. And so that's what they're trying to hide. They're trying to hide the amount of money, even when Chris Pringle, who brought this bill, was trying to defend this practice of hiding, redacting the professional services contract. So, well, you know, at some point they're going to have to disclose all this stuff before the court anyways, and they're going to have to disclose who these witnesses are. And that's true. But the one thing they won't have to disclose is how much they paid those witnesses.
Right.
And that's where the contract review comes in.
And that's a good synopsis. But let's go back and break some of these down just a little bit more. I mean, this bill would let David Cole, who was elected, who did not live in the district, that would allow him...
Still doesn't live in the district.
That would have allowed no one to challenge his election.
Right.
So this is a group, Susan, that talks about voter integrity, voting integrity. Well, this guy lived outside of the district. Mm-hmm. He's still serving, living outside of the district.
Right.
But they're wanting to protect him because he's on their team.
Right. And this it's totally team politics here. I mean, the guy doesn't live in the district, and they don't want that to be challenged. Why?
But wait.
Why don't they want that to be challenged?
But wait. I want to add one thing here, okay, about this, because I think this is very, very important. Is it's not that he just lives out of district, okay? Like this was, because that happens sometimes. The lines move, people live out of district, and things get corrected. Okay, that sort of thing happens. He falsified, apparently, his address on his qualifying papers. He put down the address of a family friend that lived in District 10 so he could qualify to run on the ballot. I mean, it comes pretty close to the definition of fraud, okay?
Yeah.
And they're defending that.
Yeah, because he's on their team.
Yes.
Now, that thing, that's what bothers me, because it's dishonest. The other thing, this AG being able to redact these contracts, they are redacted from the public. Mm-hmm. It's the public that doesn't get to see them. Mm-hmm. I mean, the contract review does get to see them.
That committee gets to see
them. But it is specifically to keep you from seeing certain contracts.
Keep like, reporters from seeing them.
Yeah. I mean, do you think that this could be maybe to hide millions of dollars that are given to law firms that are Steve Marshall's donors, that are given from Steve Marshall to Steve Marshall's donors?
Yeah.
I mean, could that be it?
Well, I think, honestly, on the surface of this right now, at least, it seems as though it's limited to professional services contracts.
Okay.
And so so that would be different than the legal services contracts that go along with this. Right now, it says in there that the legal services contracts still have to be disclosed. So at least all those contracts for Bill Lunsford that rakes in millions of dollars defending the Department of Corrections, they're still going to have to tell everybody how much he's making.
Those.
Yeah, still
but the wackos, we're going to be able to see them. Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
Now,
right. All the folks that are coming over defending abortion laws and everything else. Yes.
Right. Very transparent there, right?
Yeah. This is very responsible legislation.
Very transparent.
The other thing is restructuring the legislative council. Right now, the lieutenant governor has the veto power or tie-breaking power. On that council. They want to do away with that, right?
Yeah, they're going to move him out. He's technically a non-voting member unless there's a tie.
Right.
And so, you know, they're going to do away with that and just move
him.
Why
is that so important? Why is that so important?
I don't know.
There's something to this.
Lieutenant Governor doesn't have any power now. One of the few powers he has, they want to take away from him. Mm-hmm. And then the other thing is this is the worst part. And I wish we had more part. They want full oversight of the examiners of public accounts. More public corruption cases are made off the reports from the examiner of public accounts than any other agency out there.
Can't imagine why they want control over that.
I mean, Matt Hart and prosecutors like Matt Hart have made numerous cases and put people in jail because of those reports. If the legislature gets control of them, there will be no reports like that go to the Attorney General's office or federal prosecutors.
Hmm. Yeah, everybody should be very worried about that. What you want is an independent group that are reviewing the expenses and the way the money is being handled by the various state agencies and public institutions all over the state. They examine all of them and issue these audits out every year, and I think it's something that we should take pride in, that we have this agency that is not beholden to anyone, and they want to make it beholden to the legislature, to a group of people in the legislature.
Right. Elected officials. Anyway, we're going to have to leave it right there. You're watching The V, the voice of Alabama politics. We'll be right back.
When I first started off, it was all about being an entrepreneur. Very quickly, it went into all the environmental impact that we're having on our world right now. We needed a technology that could do something with all the plastics that are harder to recycle. We innovated and created a technology, advanced recycling.
My personal biggest pet peeve is kids who are not properly restrained, whether that be in a booster seat, a car seat, or even a simple seatbelt. Kids they become projectiles, and it's terrifying.
It absolutely breaks my heart to know that something so innocent could be punished so severely.
Your children rely on you to be that person that says, no, you need to put your seatbelt on.
Today, Montgomery is a safer city. It's time to shift the narrative and take control of our future. We're reopening community centers, remediating blight, and revitalizing neighborhoods across the city. And we're unleashing new opportunities. Over the past year, companies have invested a record-setting $2 billion in Montgomery and created 2,000 jobs. This is a new Montgomery. And together, we're reimagining the possibilities.
Welcome back to The V, the voice of Alabama politics. You know, I heard from people in investments, I heard from people in banking, I heard from people that are just concerned citizens who looked at this bill. The bill is SB 261, sponsored by Dan Roberts from Mountain Brook. He's a Republican. Now, what this is, and this all started in Florida, it is what's called an anti-ESG bill. And what ESG is a principle of investing, is a set of principles for investing in companies that are responsibly run and transparently run, that don't necessarily invest in fossil fuel and weapons, handguns and AR-15s, things like that. They invest in what PricewaterhouseCoopers calls investments of the future, things that look forward. They're forward-leaning investments. They're not necessarily about the environment or any of that thing predominantly, but they're about people who want to put their money where their values are represented. And so this started where they want to make it illegal to do that, Susan.
Well, they want to make it illegal if you're contracting to the state. So if I, as a business, want to invest money in one of those ESGs, and I want to contract with the state, then the Attorney General gets involved to look at my background, look at what my business, before I can have a contract with the state. This is total interference in business. They have no right to look at any business and see where they're investing and where they aren't investing.
But Josh, they're also like targeting groups like Regions Bank and things like that. They're telling investors, it's the state government telling investors and private citizens what markets they can be involved in.
Yeah, it's probably one of the most anti-business, anti-free market bills I've seen in quite some time. It really is. I mean, these are decisions that are made among executives and investors out there, the folks that provide capital for business, for startups, venture capitalists that dump a lot of money into various industries and businesses. And a lot of these folks place a value on the company that is going to do things, quote unquote, the right way. Okay. And there's a set of values that they have in place that they want to make sure that those companies meet. And that's their prerogative. Because they are a business. And now to come along behind them and to say, hey, trying to do things the right way and make sure that, for example, the earth is still here for our grandkids, that's wrong somehow now. And we're gonna punish them from a state level. It reeks of, honestly, it reeks of tobacco money, fossil fuel money. Somebody's getting a payoff from the pharmaceutical companies to make sure those opioids still go out. I think that's where we're looking.
And that's exactly what it is. I mean, I talked to a couple of big time investors about this, and they said, look, this all started with red states that produce fossil fuel.
Yep.
It's backed by those people because. And what it is, it's AstroTurf. It's propaganda. They say, oh, no, we can't have woke capitalism. And what they're talking about is they don't want people to stop buying stock in fossil fuel, in weapons, and things like that, or tobacco, or
pharmaceuticals.
Big pharma. And so they want to use state government. Now, James M. Buchanan, very conservative Nobel Prize-winning economist back in the 80s, had a name for this, and he called it managerial socialism, where the state, the government, comes in and tells you how you can use your capital. Mm-hmm. And he says, this is nothing more than socialist central planning. And that's what we're looking at here. So-called Republicans, so-called conservatives, who are supposed to be limiting the size and scope of government, with this legislation, just raise the scope of government on people.
And got the Attorney General involved in it, which exactly where's the money going to come from in the Attorney General's office to investigate all of it?
And this is just going to be huge red tape for every business wanting to do business in Alabama.
Well, I'll tell you, it's a really good pro-cancer, pro-addiction, pro-global warming sort of a bill. So if you're in favor of all those things, then this is your bill.
Yeah.
I mean, it is just so outrageous that you used to have free market Republicans, free market conservatives, and now these same conservatives are trying to tell us what markets we can invest in. But this, Josh, you hit the nail on the head, goes right back to this no new tax pledge that came out in the 80s. And it was started by a group that was paid and started by Big Tobacco so that they wouldn't raise taxes on Big Tobacco. But over time, it just became a headache for everybody because you're going to have to raise taxes from time to time. But it was all false premise from the very beginning.
Sounds familiar.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. It's it's all, you know, all these things that we like and enjoy here, they come from, you know, the public services, they come from tax money. And the more people we have, the more services we need and the more money we need. It's just the way it works.
Well, and I tell you, we'll have to move on, but we did have a bill that looks like it passed out of the House. It looks like it's going to fly through the Senate, and it will eliminate income tax on overtime, Susan. Mm-hmm. So save a worker about 5%.
Right.
Is that a Republican bill?
Actually, it was sponsored by Anthony Daniels, who has become the Republican's favorite Democrat.
What? That's a Democratic bill for cutting taxes, helping you out at your house. That's right.
Right. The only problem is it's going to cost about $45 million in revenue to the ETF, to the Education Trust Fund. But, you know, as we've talked about before, we can take those taxes and saving on those taxes and spend it somewhere else where things are taxable.
Right. Well, and the idea is it's going to be a bill that lasts for sunset after 3 years, and then they will, at that time, look at how it impacted the funds that the state receives and then adjust from there.
But that's a very responsible way of doing it.
Yes, it is. All right, and congratulations.
It's a Democratic way.
You're watching The V, the voice of Alabama politics. We'll be right back.
Throughout my career, I've seen many crashes, and a lot of the fatalities are from people who haven't worn their seatbelt.
Cars have rolled over multiple times.
I've had people end up in lakes, ravines. I've been looking for people in the woods for a couple hours before.
Usually just about every bone in their body is broken, their organs have ruptured, and typically they die.
You want to save a life? Just simply click a button and put the seatbelt on.
Seatbelts really do save lives.
My dog Jupiter is frightened when I climb too high, the owl said.
Check for monsters, Daddy.
I did, honey. There are no monsters. You're perfectly safe.
Protect yourself and those you love. Vaccinate now.
Today, Montgomery is a safer city. It's time to shift the narrative and take control of our future. We're reopening community centers, remediating blight, and revitalizing neighborhoods across the city. And we're unleashing new opportunities. Over the past year, companies have invested a record-setting $2 billion in Montgomery and created 2,000 jobs. This is a new Montgomery. And together, we're reimagining the possibilities.
Welcome back to The V, the voice of Alabama politics. You know, when they said that they were going to pass legislation that stopped drag shows, I thought they were talking about something that might happen at Speedway. But it turns out, John, it turns out that somehow, all of a sudden, being a drag queen and an entertainer that dresses like a woman or a man, mm-hmm. and is now being equated to topless dancing, you know, that kind of thing. It's also, you know, they're being accused of being groomers, you know, which we know that is just a code word for child molesters. You know, drag has been around since the Greeks. Yep. And the first publicly written about drag queen was an ex-slave, a freed slave, who put on drag performances in Washington, D.C., back in 1880s.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I mean, you go back to Shakespeare, for Pete's sake. These were all... Juliet was played by a man, okay? This has been going on forever. This is nothing new. And why they've all of a sudden demonized... Well, they looked over at Tennessee, because Alabama doesn't have an original idea to say it's not live. But where they're equating, like you said, them to strippers, to
lewd performances. Lewd
performances and all that, which is, if you've ever been to a drag show, and if you've ever been to a strip club, you know there is a world of difference between the two. I mean,
wait a minute.
Anything, the drag queens have more on than they need of clothing. Yeah.
Wait a minute. Are you trying to tell me that the Republicans in our legislature are knocking strip shows? These guys that have been to a few strip clubs themselves, are that what you're trying to tell me?
Huh. Yeah, well, they're equating them to drag queens.
Well, yeah. It's like when they banned prostitutes from some of the websites, and we know for a fact that during the legislative session, the traffic on those websites used to go up exponentially.
Yeah.
Seeking
while they were in town
prostitutions. Now, I don't know if everybody came to town looking for whiskey and women, but there were several of them.
I even know some folks that set up a couple of legislators, and when they showed up, what they thought was a prostitute, they were there with cameras.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whoops.
You know, that's let me tell you what the problem is, honestly. This all boils down to one thing. It's the same thing, the same problem that we have with all of these things, the transgender bills, all of this stuff. All right. It all boils down to the fact that they have no ideas for governing. Okay. Republicans have no idea for governing in a manner in which the masses get behind them. Okay. They have no idea for doing these things. And so they have to create these phony scandals or this, oh my God, the world is going to end. Your children are being victimized by a drag queen reading a story at a library somewhere. This is now, you know, the biggest issue of the day all of a sudden, all because they can't come up with a decent idea to better the lives of the constituents at large. That's all this is.
I totally agree with Josh on that. I mean, they're running out of ideas on these people that they can demonize. So now we've moved on.
Well,
to drag queens.
This has replaced Black Lives Matters. Mm-hmm. This has replaced that. It's replaced immigrants coming into our country. Migrants now are less harmful.
Oh, not completely, because there's still a migrant caravan coming to the border any day now. Okay, any day.
Well. But they're more dangerous if they're drag queens in the caravan.
Right.
You know,
what kills me is this, the phoniness of these are the things that are threatening our children, while at the same time, the thing that is actually threatening our children, the number one killer of our children, guns, gets zero attention. Attention.
I heard a story the other day where six drag queens walked into a Sweet 16 party.
No.
And nothing happened.
Yeah.
Is that not the story?
No. I think it was a different story you were thinking of. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, because six young men.
You know, they probably had more fun.
I know they would have had more fun than six young men walking into a Sweet 16 party and mowing down people indiscriminately, killing four.
Right.
So
right.
Which would you rather have at your Sweet 16 party? People firing indiscriminately into the crowd, or six drag queens that come in and say, "Hey, sugar,
let's have a good time.
You know, let's have a good time.
Let's have some fun here."
I don't know, yeah. Josh. Help
you know,
me.
It really is a shame, and you know, I wish that it wasn't so easy. I wish that the people out there who hear this weren't so easily taken in by every single thing that is a little bit different than their average normal daily routine. And well, you know, stop being scared of everything. My God, when did everybody become such a coward?
I know. We got one real quick minute here. Public research, Public Affairs Research Council of Alabama has found that while some of our graduation rates have gone down, the percentage of college-ready high schoolers has vastly improved. So congratulations to our teachers that are improving test scores for our
and that
public schools,
years.
Baby. Public schools.
Yep. Public schools.
Well, I mean, Susan, it is true. I mean, it you know, the graduation rate went down because of COVID and all that. But the test scores of being college and career ready have gone up.
They have gone up. They've gone up from 76% in 2021 to 79% in 2022 with COVID.
Yeah. So
yay to the teachers.
I agree with you. You know, we would not know this about private schools or schools that were of choice.
Not involved in the testing.
That's right. Mm-hmm. They do not get tested. They do not get, there's no transparency in those things. Yeah. But anyway.
No standards at all.
All right. No standards at all. Anyway.
No oversight.
No oversight. Imagine that. Maybe they can get Chris Pringle to write a bill for them. And it will be a very simple cleanup bill.
That's right.
That's
he's cleaning
smart.
Up
well,
things, man.
He's kind of slippery.
Right. Kind of slippery. Well, anyway, we're going to have to leave it right there. You've been watching the voice of Alabama politics. You watch us because we watch them.